This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A wave of heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip this morning. Israel says it destroyed militant tunnels and several homes it says belong to Hamas commanders. No word on any casualties. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan told a virtual UN Security Council meeting Hamas is indiscriminately firing missiles at Israeli civilians while hiding behind Palestinian civilians.
It was all a part of their vicious plan. While Hamas seeks the destruction of the state of Israel, it's also vying to take power in the West Bank and to replace the Palestinian Authority.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki told the UN Security Council that Israel is emboldened by those nations that support it.
Each time Israel hears a foreign leader speak of its right to defend itself, it is further emboldened to continue murdering entire families in their sleep.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. says the Biden administration is working through diplomatic channels to try to stop the fighting. Some Democrats are calling for President Biden to demand a ceasefire. A wildfire near Topanga State Park in California has been gaining strength. About 1,000 residents have been told to evacuate. Others warn they should get ready to leave. The Los Angeles Fire Department calls this fire suspicious. An investigation's underway. The operator of the nation's largest gasoline pipeline that was hit with that ransomware cyber attack says it has resumed normal operations and is now delivering millions of gallons of fuel per hour. Former suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter is due in court today, charged with manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man shot on April 11th. This is AP News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is defending the decision to ease mask-wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people. She says though some fully vaccinated people and some businesses may not be ready to give up the mask. Dr. Walensky told NBC's Meet the Press.
There's no need for everybody to start ripping off their masks. We have been told for 16 months to keep ourselves and our families safe by putting a mask on. Those behaviors are going to be really hard to change, and there is no mandate to take it off. What we're saying is now this is safe. Work at your own speed. Work with your own family and your own businesses to remove them when necessary.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. More than a third of the U.S. population is now fully vaccinated. Dr. Anthony Fauci says humanity hasn't faced a public health crisis of this magnitude since the 1918 influenza pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.